Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way and fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. Alrighty then. It's still the first Sunday of August, and that means Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and everything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And boy, I'm helping animals and reporting on them all over the planet. Mostly in this country, but all over the place. That would be Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. Good morning, you two, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Good morning.
How are you doing over there on Whidbey Island? Is it cloudy?
Yep.
Overcast and all of that?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like they're going to get sunshine for the hydros and blue angels this afternoon. Blue angels are flying, do they fly anywhere as close to Whidbey? Do you have to hear the noise over there?
We've never seen
them. We're close enough to Whidbey Island Naval Air Station. Okay. We get the growlers all the time.
Oh, okay. So you're used to having them around all the time.
We like them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Better that you like them or than don't like them. I did a session down in West Seattle yesterday, and they are under, you know, the flight path of you know, a few of the planes when they're flying, and I had forgotten. When I spent the years I did living with my dad in Laurelhurst, you know, caring for him after my mom passed, we were right under the flight path, and it was amazing. We'd go out on the back deck of the house, and one of the flight patterns, one of the planes would fly right over the house, and it was so low that you could actually see the pilot's face, you know, and it was like, wow. But I'll tell you what, I mean, it's loud. And I was reminded yesterday, because I hadn't experienced them in person for a few years, but that they were in the flight path. So we were doing jolly routines for the dog. So I got to demonstrate that. And it worked pretty well, but I'd forgotten how loud those could be. But you have that kind of jet stuff around you all the time because of the base out there?
We're also on the approach path to Payne Field, so we get the Boeing, so we get the Boeing airliners being tested and the regular commercial flight in and out of Payne Field. The local wildlife seems to be used to it. They don't even startle when the jets come overhead.
We actually have a landing field, so they practice touch and go. And I always wave to the pilots. Once in a while, there's a response.
Amazing. So they are close. And yeah. And now the chickens, Henry and Arabella, are they bothered by the jets, or they gotten used to them and everything's fine?
Yeah, they not bothered by them.
And your little Teddy is fine with all of that.
Well, when we take Teddy, Merrill run at the park and I'll walk Teddy, and the jets fly right over. That's when I have a chance to wave to the pilots, because they come very low. He doesn't particularly like it, but he enjoys his walk so much that he tries to just deal with it. You know, last week, one dog jumped out of a window because they got scared. They were watching the planes touch and go. And so the dog jumped out and got lost. But I assume they found the dog.
It's probably that's good. A common dog, because the locals get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose we better... I've been trying to keep up on what's going on, and you do such a great job of reporting on anything. But man, there hadn't been much good stuff to talk about. A lot of dog attacks and mauling and killing types. I'm amazed that is that kind of stuff happening more often and more frequently, yeah. Do you think now? It seems to me like it is. You did, because there's all kinds of stuff that you have to post
Absolutely.
About.
We've been logging this since 1982, and this last month, July, had more fatal dog attacks in the United States in a month than ever before. And it was a big jump. It went from a previous record of 7, which was reached several different times, all in recent years, to 12. And that's a couple of people in critical condition. We don't know how that's going to come out. So it is getting much, much more frequent. And about 90% of them are by pit bulls. And the remainder, we had one by a Great Dane the other day,
Mix,
a
mix.
Great
Oh,
Dane
yeah,
Husky.
no, it was a Great Dane Husky mix or something like that. So sometimes I know other breeds or mixed breeds, by far and away, that the majority of them are pits or pit mixes and that sort of thing, and some really tragic, sad stories. But I was thinking about it last night because there's just been so many of those posts. The numbers have to be just going up, which of course you've confirmed. But then kind of asking, what's going on? Well, one of the things that I've taught over the years is what I call the human to animal transference, and that our animals pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with humans. And the generality, though, being that what in my experience, that our domestic animals tend to pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with the humans that they live with. And wildlife tend to reflect the mass consciousness of the humans around them. But when I and in an ask about, the all the animal maulings and the killings and all of that, and why is it escalating? Why is there so much going on about that? I mean, what I got was, we're love and love train is not being nurtured on this in this country right now. And what's being fed is the anger and the hatred and the revenge and all of that. And there's so much going on that in a human consciousness level that I think the animals are reflecting that, which is
Well,
another good reason why we have to do the love train and send love and light all in, and the warrior of light affirmations and spreading the love and the light. It's just really sad. I think we're seeing the reflection of the human consciousness in the behavior of the animals around us.
we also have a lot more dogs running at large again than we've had in decades.
Really?
Shelters are closing their doors and not admitting animals, so animals are getting dumped. That's going on much more than I could.
Oh, that, and you had a really good one you sent out that about that no kill shelter stuff that is not what it necessarily is laid out to be. And I've had that same concern, but you're the first time I've ever seen anybody else voice, the concern that advertise or going explain why a no-kill shelter isn't necessarily as good as it sounds like it is.
Well, the first problem is animals have to have somewhere to go when people want to get rid of them for whatever reason. And if the shelter is not willing to take the animal in and the person, for whatever reason, somebody's died or they have to move or, whatever, and they can't find anything else to do with the animal, they're going to quote unquote dump them to give them a chance. That means you have dogs running at large. That means you have cases. We actually had two this past month in this record total that involved free roaming packs of more than 10 dogs, of which about half were pit bulls. One of them was Alabama, one of them was in California. The case in California killed a homeless woman.
Oh dear.
Second time in the same place that a homeless person has been killed since last November. It's just a big homeless encampment, and there's lots of free roaming dogs. And you get the combination of people that are without shelter and dogs that are without care or discipline. That's a disaster mixed up in a cocktail. It's going to happen.
Well, I would also add that many of the victims are just innocent people, normal people like you and I. Walking down the street, going to work, going to a friend's house, walking their pet, and all of a sudden, they're this pack
Yeah.
of roaming dogs descends on them, and it's it's never a good outcome.
We had one of those,
Happens a
I
lot.
remember very well in Alabama. A member of a actually quite religious family, very much involved in their church, was going to visit someone, a church mission, and the next door neighbor's four cane Corsas got loose. They broke through a fence and they killed her.
And one was a pit bull,
One pit bull and four cane Corsas.
which is just a big pit bull mastiff.
Well, yeah, the big mastiff protection dogs, which is a breed that I don't work with, and especially now that I'm older and bigger, anyway. But the whole point about the no-kill shelter sort of thing is that I think kind of what you're describing is that a lot of the shelter, no-kill shelter, won't take an animal if they know of the behavioral history that's bad, because they know they're not real adoptable in their present condition, and so they don't want to take them in because if they're not going to kill them, then they just what are they going to do with them? So what you say? So they don't take them, and then they end up, if people can't find a place for them, they end up just dumping them. And that's how we get these roaming things. But there really should be some adjustments and understanding that sometimes, humane euthanasia, I don't see as a bad thing. I see that as a gift for that. And I had to learn the hard way in euthanizing animals when I was young, because I in my almost 20 years of working in veterinary medicine and so forth, I truly understood what a gift it was to be able to help animals leave their bodies and prevent the suffering and all that sort of stuff. But later in my life, when I got involved and got more spiritual and all of that, then I had an issue with, thou shalt not kill stuff and all of that. And I was having trouble justifying all of that. And then how I had to learn my lesson is, of course, I had two animals dogs that I had rescued and came in and that had serious physical problems, and it would be for their to benefit to help them leave those bodies gently and lovingly, come back in another one. But I wasn't willing to do that because I had it in my, well, thou shalt, I can't do this. Well, and what ended up happening, I ended up picking up their physical problem in my body. And one of them was a mouth thing. I couldn't open my mouth. I couldn't eat. I couldn't. And I had to learn the lesson that this is not a way to live, and that the kindest thing for this puppy was to help it leave its body. And of course, as soon as I did, the pain lifted from my body. But I had a real dramatic experience learning with two different animals that this is a humane, a kind, and a loving thing, and it's okay with God, to do this. So I think there needs to be a change in these shelter situations, because, like you said, people need a place to take these dogs, even if they're dangerous, or
Well,
even if they have problems. Now, some, like Homeward Pet Adoption Center here in our area, they have a behavior program for dogs. So they actually work and try to train them and work through that kind of stuff. And that can be very helpful if shelters do that. But sometimes you're going to run into there are some dogs that just aren't safely rehabbable, if that's a word. And so you need to be able to say it sometimes it is serves the highest purpose for all parties, including the animal, to euthanize.
actually had some trainers killed this year and last year, and members of their family, children and their family killed when the dog got out of control. And in one case, it was a fairly big name trainer. A trainer is not a miracle worker.
Right.
A trainer cannot change the genetics of the animal.
Right.
The trainer can teach the dog to respond in different way to cues. But if the dog is designed by nature to respond in a certain manner, or designed by human breeding to respond with all-out attack and little or no warning, which is basically what a fighting dog is trained to, or not trained, bred to do, you can't train that out of them.
Well, and of course, that's a long discussion. I mean, because I'm a behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with aggressive dogs all the time. And the vast majority of them, it's not a big deal. And it's easy to turn around all of that. And you have the right sales pitch, you can convince dogs of almost anything. And there can be major work done with these dogs. But the problem is, it's not always the dog. It's the irresponsible humans, and sometimes it's, and these dogs by themselves can be fine, but you get the pack mentality going when you get the pack of them or the groups of them. And then we don't train people how to deal with dogs. I think we did one show together, was I was able to tell the story of when the pit bulls charged me and my dog, and that if you know what you're doing, you can get through that stuff. But not everybody is me, and not everybody knows what I know and knows how to and is able to do that if confronted with the dogs. So, the bottom line is that people have to have a place to be able to take these animals. And leave them so that they don't end up on the streets and killing people. It
Well,
just is a sad situation.
the state of affairs in shelters and animal control is to avoid taking in animals because they want their shelter or animal control to be considered a no-kill shelter.
Right.
And that's it's hurt public safety. That's why people are being attacked by dogs.
We actually had a shelter worker killed this last month too, a fellow in northern Alabama.
Well,
And
yeah.
they'll keep them for years if they have to. If they have a dog that everybody just keeps walking by, and of course that pulls your heartstrings. Nobody wants to see an animal be languishing in a shelter, but there's a reason why nobody wants to adopt the dog. But the shelters and the animal controls, a lot of them will tell you anything to get a dog out the door, including that it's not the type of dog that it's obviously, it's not a pit bull. It's a lab mix, or I mean, they downright lie.
Well, and I'm, it just reminded me I got a case going on now. It's something I'm going to be seeing in another week or so. Rescue dog. Now, this is a 91-year-old woman, and the rescue sold her a Korean street dog, and
Bingo.
I'm like, what on earth are they thinking? Are you not screening this home and people and all this stuff? And I'm not going to mention, y'all know who it is, but I'm not going to tell you who it is just because I'm not going to do that right at the moment because I haven't done the session yet and I haven't seen exactly what we're dealing with yet. But it's like, I think it's really important that people that these rescues that screen and they don't always know the dogs all that well, but you don't price a dog with a lot of potential issues and problems with a 91-year-old woman for crying out loud. It just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, we got to take care of advertisers. So let's do that real quick before we run out of time, and then we'll come back and see if there's anything good going on in the animal world that we might be able to end with, or whatever else we need to cram in here before we move on. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right after these messages, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are about midway through the last hour of this week's show. We are in the middle of a conversation with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. And I have to say, I love my intuitive guidance. It's really fun because, you know, I ended with saying, we'll talk about something different or better, you know, when we get back. And as soon as I did that and we went to ads, I got this ping, you know, comes into my right brain, says, check your email. So I went to my email, and sure enough, there's a hot off the presses email from Merritt and Beth about big retirement now. So we can do the big news of the day. That's a little better. So what is the big news of the day?
Well, Ingrid Newkirk, who was the founder of PETA back in 1981, the longest serving director of any animal protection organization at the national level, announced her retirement on Friday.
Uh-huh.
President of the Maine PETA organization, the longtime number two, Tracy Ryman, who is about 20 years younger, is taking over as the president. Ingrid Newkirk will remain as president of the PETA Foundation. So she's still basically in charge of the money, but Tracy is now in charge of the campaigns, as she has been behind the scenes for a while. So we may not see a lot of obvious difference in PETA in the near future, but Tracy stands for, believes in, and works for all the same things that Ingrid Newkirk long has, with a somewhat gentler approach.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So we'll
see. PETA is not always on my good list.
No.
However, I think Eileen mentioned something in, you know, her interview earlier that PETA, I remember she was talking about PETA contributed to one of the things that, you know, helping out the animals in India recently. So that was good. But anyway, so the one taking over a little gentler approach. Sometimes I just think that they cross the line and lower themselves to the level of what they're trying to stop or approach.
Tracy's a lot less likely to do that. Now, Ingrid hasn't spoken to me since 1988. I've been on her bad list for a long time. Tracy is a much friendlier face, and so I'm
all right. All right. Well, so, well, and you know, PETA and Ingrid certainly have done lots and lots of really, really good work. But my biggest objection has been to the fact that I think PETA and sometimes the supporters, you know, lower themselves, you know, to a level that they don't need to, you know. I always like what was Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high sort of thing. I just haven't liked the tactics and that sort of thing with a lot. But they certainly do really good work. And it's nice to know that we have maybe a little lighter heart running the show. Maybe she'll talk to you too, Merritt.
Well, Tracy always has, so.
All right. So if you guys want to check out, unfortunately, we're out of time for right now, but I'll be in touch with you about later in the month. And you can go to animals24-7.org. That's where you'll find all this great stuff and sign up for the newsletter. And then you get kept in the loop about everything that's going on. Your emails are always so informative, and Beth's artwork that goes along is wonderful. So animals24-7.org, sign up for the newsletter. And remember, if you want to earn more money, give some away. So make a little donation while you're there, because it comes back tenfold. Anyway, thank you for all the wonderful work that you do. And
thank you.
I'll be in touch soon. And we'll talk to you again, of course, the first Sunday of September, but maybe again towards the end of the month. Anyway, I'll be in touch. God bless. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We get to, now we're going to switch canoes in the middle of the stream, and we are going to address the human animal. And representing the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, as she does so phenomenally well from time to time, my friend Sita Toka is on the line. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
How are you doing on this Sunday?
I am awake and ready. I am affirming I am awake and ready.
All right. So very good yogi. She knows what to say. Have you ever been to service at Ananda? Because that's how it starts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when spirit shows up, how will they find you? You know, when they do, we all answer awake and ready, you know. So that's fantastic. So, Sita, what's on? All right. And gosh, and you wear so many hats with Ananda that you can cover a lot of bases with us. You know, you do yoga, you do meditation, and then I see you all the time. You're out at the kind of relatively new for Ananda, the Heart Song Retreat. And gosh, you've been posting some beautiful photographs of flowers, but then fruit and blackberries and blueberries and all that stuff. Are you getting all that stuff out at the Heart Song Retreat?
Those blueberries, the blueberries are coming in strong right now, and there's lots of blackberries and flowers. We're starting to get more flowers planted, because that's one thing I noticed last year. There weren't a lot of pollinating plants, so we're seeing lots more bees and butterflies and all those dragonflies this year than we did last year.
Yeah, I don't know that we haven't had a lot of time to, you know, talk about the Heart Song Retreat. So why don't you tell us what it is and what it's all about?
Sure. So Heart Song Retreat is a part of Ananda, Washington. And it is a beautiful 5-acre property with 3 buildings in the area of Lake Stevens. And we host day retreats, weekend retreats. People rent it for private offerings. And then we also have a very beautiful, very sweet cottage, very light and bright and modern, that people can rent for personal time, for working on their art or writing or just getting away. And it's just a gorgeous property that has wildlife and wetlands and ponds and tall cedars and huckleberries, and very well kept.
Wonderful. And it hasn't been in the Ananda family for all that long. How long has it been since Heart Song?
We just celebrated the 1-year anniversary in May.
Yeah, so it hasn't been that long. I was thinking, you know, sometimes my memory fools me, but so just a 1 year anniversary. Boy, you guys have come a long way in terms of, you know, because the photographs are lovely in terms of all the plantings and everything that you're doing, and certainly getting a good schedule of retreats and so forth. But I didn't realize there was a whole cottage that you could rent there, and it's open for anyone. You don't have to be a member of Ananda to rent it, or can anybody
no.
do this?
Anyone. Oh. We actually last month listed it on Vrbo, or VRBO, however you say that. So we've been having guests stay at it there through Vrbo. So if anyone's listening, you can go to Vrbo and type in Lake Stevens place to stay. It has two full bedrooms, full bathrooms, full kitchen, living room, skylights, high ceilings, fireplace, covered porch, and just a beautiful view of the land. So it's really, really sweet.
Yeah, so a great place to actually retreat. And I would imagine that some members might want to, you know, rent that to seclude, or, you know, just be in nature and peaceful energy.
So we use it for some of our overnight retreats when we need extra space. Some church members go there to just, you know, have time to meditate. And then people we've never met come through Vrbo. So it really is for everyone. And it's just
fun.
It's just waiting to be discovered more.
Now, if somebody wants to check it out, is there a place like AnandaWashington.org? Is Heartsong on
Vrbo.
The website? Or so is Vrbo?
VRBO.
Okay. So Vrbo's the place to check it out?
Yeah, and to make reservations. There's pictures.
And you said VRBO?
V is in Victor, R-B-O, VRBO.
Okay. Is that
like Airbnb?
That's what I was wondering. Is this like an Airbnb thing?
It is.
I'm not well versed in this kind of stuff because I've never done anything like that. But it's called Vrbo, VRBO, and search Lake Stevens Place to Stay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. I can.
Yeah,
try
there's
that.
Photos. There's a video. All the details about
cool.
it.
And then sometimes
you
have
like
event. You sometimes have retreat type events there at Heartsong, for a weekend of you know.
Weekend.
And but I think that attendance is limited because you can only do you know so many people joining at a time.
For the overnight retreats, it's based on bed space available. And depending if people want a single room or a shared room, we can get up to 11 guests.
Okay.
For shared, but the day retreats have unlimited capacity.
All right. Well, it just seems it's just a wonderful place, and the more time and love that y'all put into it, you know, the energy just gets better and better. So I'm glad we had a chance to talk about it a little bit. Looking at the clock, we'll take care of advertisers here, so we are on schedule for the rest of the show. And then we will continue chatting with Sita, see what else we got to talk about. We got to talk about the big event that I'm going to be at coming up this month. And I know we've got big classes starting in September and stuff. So we'll cover all the bases straight ahead. So just stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. In this hour, we heard from our new pro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out there, and you can get them through the website or on Amazon. Natasha Venter, our medium communicator and personal reader. You can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com. Find her on her YouTube channel at the letters IC for intuitive clarification. Natasha Venter IC is her YouTube channel, and she does her regular podcast on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and she joins us here on Animal World the third Sunday of the month. So she'll be here on August 17th. So plan to call in then. And of course, Dr. Nils Rasmussen, you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link and tell him you want to talk to him if you would like a free telephone evaluation about you and or your animal friends. And you can join the membership group for just $10 for a lifetime and then take advantage of the free Zoom classes and get the great newsletter. And of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's in her home now, so easy access, easy parking, and what a treat to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and the acutonic forks and all of that. I don't know what I'd do without her. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center. On Facebook, and you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty, we are getting back to our conversation with Sita from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Good morning again, Sita.
Good morning again, Martha.
And I guess I think next on our list is we got a big event coming up this month. And I had to look for the kind of little Facebook ad here because I'm not even sure how to pronounce the name of it yet. I'm still getting used to this. John Mastami. Is that right?
John Mastami.
John Mastami.
Terrible.
John Mastami.
I hear a lot of people in the West say John Mastami, but there's no up and down pronunciation. It would just be John Mastami. I'm not even going to slaughter it anymore. Done a disservice. already. It's the celebration.
Okay, so I'm not the only one that's having a little trouble with the name of this.
Well,
and that,
yeah, I mean, I can pronounce it, but it feels a little awkward to not know how to pronounce it correctly on a radio show. So, yeah, I should have asked Morley before this interview. But anyway, it's the celebration of the birth of Krishna.
Krishna, yeah, and so and it's called Janmastani Ananda Mela, and a Mela, right, is kind of, is what it, Mela is an Indian celebration. Is that right? Or do
it's,
you know?
It's like a gathering.
It's like a gathering, isn't it? Yeah, because a lot of stuff happens at these Melas. Anyway, we're going to have one at the Ananda community. And if you were paying attention, we didn't have an open house this year. Usually, you know, we'd do it on a Saturday and had lots of booze and entertainment. And you guys come out and I would run the welcome booth. Well, this is similar. It's going to be on Saturday, August 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. And it's a celebration of Krishna's birthday. And anyway, so I'm sort of on the planning committee. I will be, I get to do the welcome booth, Sita.
Oh, so, your favorite.
Yeah, yeah. So it's what I can do. I like to talk to people and greet people. So I'll be the welcome booth at this affair. And then it's open to any of you that want to come. And it's a celebration of Krishna's birthday. But we're trying right now. We want to do the best job we can at kind of recreating, you know, an Indian type mela. Gathering. And so there'll be, you know, lots of colorful decorations and all of that. There's going to be music and dancing. There's going to be, Morley's going to be there. He's going to tell us Krishna stories. And there's some others that are going to tell stories. It's going to be really fascinating, especially if you have an interest in wanting to learn about, you know, this, the Krishna and his life and celebrating his birthday. It'll be a really fun event. And then we're going to feed you for free. That's what, and Ananda's really good at that. I can't tell you what the food's going to be because it's Indian in nature, and you'll have to wait when we get closer to the 16th. And maybe next week I can tell you, but anyway, it's free, you don't have to make reservations. You just have to come, and it's at the Linwood Community on Larchway, August 16th, a Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. And I hope you'll come out and join us, because I'm the one that's going to greet you. I'll be at the welcome booth, and I would imagine probably everybody from Ananda is going to be there. It sounds like it's going to be a really fun event.
Yeah. It's sweet when things are held at the community because all of the residents participate, and it's really nice for people to see the community as well. And so it's just going to be really, really lovely.
Yeah, yeah. So we hope you will all come out and join us. I know we've got, is there anything else specifically on your list that we need to talk about? Because I know we got big classes coming up starting in September, so we probably should mention that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the art and science of Raja Yoga, led by Morley Venkatrao, starts early September. It's yoga postures, meditation, all sorts of things, and there are no prerequisites, and if you've never taken a yoga class before, welcome. If you've never meditated before, welcome. And it's just a... gosh, every Thursday evening together in a peaceful space with, and be led through meditations and be led through some yoga postures. It's such a nice break. It's something to look forward to every week when you're feeling stressed out and you just have this little haven each week where it's like a really low-hanging fruit. You just show up and you get, I mean, you have to participate, but really you're led through it in such a lovely way.
Yeah, it really, and I think it's the biggest and most popular class. I think of, you know, you do it twice a year, but it really, you know, you get the foundation and everything you need. It's where I started with Ananda, because I came to Ananda wanting to learn Kriya Yoga, and you have to go through this level first. the art and science of Raja Yoga first, and then you can go into, you know, Kriya education. And so I just found it incredible class, and so good that I took it again, a few years down the line. And I can remember, Sita, the second time I took it, I was doing both parts of the class, the physical hatha yoga postures, as well as the meditation education part. And this was before the pandemic. And so, we weren't, you couldn't do these things online back then. You had to go in person. And I remember one day class was like at 6 o'clock or something. And I don't know, I was just worn out. I could hardly move. I was so tired. I thought, oh, God, how can I even do this? And yoga for an hour and then, a couple of class. Not gonna, and so I drug myself to the temple. And I was blown away. I went into the yoga class and started participating. It was miraculous. By the time the yoga posture class was over, I was totally rejuvenated and energized, and I felt fabulous, and I had no problem being right in tune for the rest of the evening in the class. And boy, did I learn a lesson. If you just dragon, yoga is phenomenal. So that's kind of my story. I think you guys ought to take the class.
Listen to Martha.
Yeah. But I was so tired. But by the, just a little bit of doing the hatha yoga, I was like, it incredibly transformed me. It's amazing how healing it can be, and how much better you feel if just doing just a little bit. Because I'm certainly no expert in that kind of stuff. But
that
starts in September. It's a Thursday evening, so I know it goes on. I think it's like a 12-week class or something. It's quite long, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it doesn't feel long, and most people wish it would go longer. But it is on Thursday evenings. It's the first Thursday in September. And the nice thing, because it is, you can get in person or on Zoom. You don't have to live locally. And sometimes people start in person, when it's still light out. And by October, when it starts to get darker in the evening, they go to Zoom. Or if you have to go out of town 1 week, then you can just watch the recording. So there's a lot of flexibility now that we have an online option.
Yeah, that's made such a difference. Back in the day, you just didn't have that option. But now, like you said, if you can't get a class, something's going on, you can Zoom in from home, or you can you can go when you can and do Zoom, and of course the classes are recorded and you can watch it later. So there's all kinds of options now that make it so easy to complete the full class and the full course. I think you can register through the website, anandawashington.org, or by calling the temple. Is that true?
That is true. And if you go to our website right now, and at the top of the screen, there is right starting in 6 minutes is an open house with Morley and the other teachers. You can actually just zoom in and hear it straight from them and ask questions if you'd like to. So you just go to Ananda, W-A, or Washington.org, and at the top of the homepage, it'll say Art and Science of Raja Yoga, and there'll be an open house. Click on that, and it'll take you right to the Zoom link.
Well, how cool. So you don't even have to go to the open house now to learn about it. You can do it online on the website. So if you're not close enough to be there in 5 minutes, just go to anandawashington.org on your computer and you can be there online. How cool is that? I'm going to check it out as soon as we're done.
Timing, huh?
Yeah, that's perfect timing. We're close to out of time, but anything else that we need to mention or talk about before we wrap up?
Nope, just that all that Ananda offers is here for anyone who'd like it. Some peace through meditation or relaxation and energy through yoga. Just even going to our YouTube channel, Ananda Washington, and just watching some inspiring videos. There's no belief system. There's no dogma. It's not sectarian. And just see what inspires you, because I think we're all could use some inspiration right now.
Oh, isn't that the truth? So, yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's a good way to end.
Absolutely. All right. Sita, thank you so much for spending time with us again on Animal World. It's always so much fun to talk to you. And we will look forward to another Ananda update. The first Sunday of September. I got time is just flying like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I imagine that we'll probably be talking about the art of, Raja, the class and so forth in more detail, you know, next month, because it'll be the week it's starting, I think.
Yeah,
so anyway, check it out. If you want to know more about it for sure in person, go anandawashington.org right now, because you can zoom into the open house about the art and science of Raja Yoga. And Sita, thank you so much. You have a wonderful Sunday afternoon, and I appreciate your time. God bless.
Thank you, Martha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. David, that wraps us up here for another week. You got to hang in for the rest of the day. Are you covering the bases for Nathan for the rest of the day, or is he coming back out, or does he get to go to the baseball game? Do you know?
No, he's going to come back after 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So he's not going to be going to the game. He's going to come back to work here at the studio. Huh?
Yes, he is. So
well,
I can go home.
Well, let's hope that he leaves his good luck at the stadium then the Mariners, so they win this game and win the series. Do you know when you'll be back in with us again?
It'll be next Sunday, and we'll talk about.
Oh, you're back again next Sunday.
Yes,
okay.
And we'll discuss why that's a special Sunday next Sunday.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, that's our healing show. So that'll be fun to have you there. And I guess we can just say, you know, kind of Nathan's kind of replaced here. And at least, there's lots of home games on Sunday. Anyway, so appreciate everything. And next week, we are back on schedule. It is our healing show. It is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen, they'll both be here. We'll be taking your phone calls, free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Mark your calendar. Make sure that you join us and plan to call in for your free remote treatments. 2 weeks, Natasha will be back in, and then we've got an extra Sunday this month, which is why I'm saying that we may be with Merritt and Beth again. So anyway, I hope to see you, talk to you next week for our healing show. And David, thank you so much. Great job, and appreciate you being here. And especially now, we're getting you up on the love train, and you can tell Nathan he better watch it. Anyway, we'll hope that he brings the Mariners good luck. So we can all watch the Mariners. 110 is coming up, and think good thoughts for all the animals and all of that good stuff. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.